Tim Skubic. Good morning.
Hi, Tony.
What do you do for the 4th of July holiday weekend?
Actually, I've got a gig up north on Friday, and then we're back in town, and we're just vegging.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I can't wait to veg.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a couple things. One, I didn't get a chance to really chat with you about, but it's this coalition between the MEA and AARP. What do you know about that?
Well, it's not a coalition yet. They're in the exploratory stages of combining their political power, which both of them individually have. And, of course, if you are a math major, if you combine two powers, you get something more powerful. I think what they're looking at is sharing their mailing lists and maybe some of their finances to influence the outcome in the next House elections.
Do you foresee anything of significance in the short term being done by this group?
Well, I know they continue to meet. They've had one meeting that lasted for about an hour, although the players were in the room, and I think there is the attitude that they would like to cooperate if they can. They come from little different political perspectives. AARP is a little more conservative, the MEA maybe a little bit more liberal, and so the challenge will be if they sit down to endorse candidates and they have a candidate questionnaire in front of them, how do they come together on deciding who to back? So this is in the, I would say, the preliminary stages right now.
Well, I owe you some props because after Mackinac Island, I really believe that bridge deal was going to get done. There was a lot of support from both sides there. There was a lot of support, period. But the one thing I forgot about, Tim, was politics and how people's wants and needs could get tied in with other people's wants and needs. And then before you know it, a deal is not done.
Well, all of the people that you were talking to on the island did support the bridge. The problem is they don't vote in the legislature, and they haven't been able to translate that outside support into inside support. And remember, the governor had a self-imposed deadline of July 1st to get this thing done. That one I was pretty sure was not going to happen, and it's not going to happen. And now Brian Kelly says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take the months of July and August when lawmakers are back home, and we're going to work this issue real hard, and then we'll come back in the fall. And, boy, it's a slog. It really is.
The last time you and I talked about this, the key roadblocks were other provisions that folks wanted tied on with voting yes for this. Yeah. Is that still the case?
No, there are no deals being brokered on this thing. Redistricting is going to be taken care of this week, and there is not going to be any linkage between that and the bridge, although I suspect that down the line some vote trading may occur if the governor is going to move this thing off dead center. As we've reported numerous times, he has one vote in the Senate Republican caucus. He'll get some Democratic votes, but this is a work in progress, and it's going to be a tough one. This could be the governor's first legislative defeat.
All right. If I had to bet you a cup of coffee, what are the odds that the bridge does not make it?
I don't think it's looking very good right now, but what do I know? I mean, you know, a lot can happen over the summer, and maybe these special interest groups that really want this thing will start to push some of these lawmakers. But don't discount the Maroon family. They are in this game up to their eyeballs, and it is all-out war with the governor on this one, and it's going to be a fun one to watch.
If this bridge doesn't get done with the support of the governor and his administration, will we still see a new bridge, or is the deal done?
Well, there will be a bridge, people say, somewhere along that stretch between the Canadian border and the U.S. border, and the next likely suspect is Buffalo. And the fascinating thing about this thing is that you got the car makers are all behind this thing, the various chambers of commerce, all of the constituencies that you would think Republicans would just cotton to, you know, like moths to fire, and it's simply not working. And on this one, the governor's relentless positive action has turned out to be relentless negative action because it hasn't moved.
So what's the key thing in holding it up, Tim?
I think it's a philosophical thing, and apart from the money angle that the Maroons are spreading a lot of money around, and they justify this and say they're not trying to buy votes, that this is their way of getting their message out. But the other thing is there are some Republicans who simply say, look, this is a a project that should be done privately, and the governor, in a frustrated way, says it's going to be done privately. We're going to have a public authority that will farm this thing out to the private sector, and they will build it. And but it's just not resonating with anybody.
Redistricting, from what I read, a lot of kicking and screaming from the Democrats that the Republicans were going to change things in their favor. But I heard some changes were made to Detroit. Is this a done deal now?
In the Senate, they were. The House is still a question mark. Some of the House districts are still in play. And this is all about self-preservation. What the D's in the House are worried about is that they've got at least one incumbent who could be at risk. And, you know, they want to take care of themselves. And so, but at the end of this week, I think they will have redistricting done.
Interesting that the Levin and Peters district could be turned into one. And I foresee Mr. Peters biting the bullet.
That one I don't know. I've not talked to either of the guy. There's, of course, Mr. Levin has the most seniority there, so based on seniority, Peters would not run if indeed that turns out to be the district. But in these current days, you know, the old rules sometimes don't apply when your job is on the line. But we'll shake it out at the end of this week and have a better feel for it, Tony.
What's the credit rating like for the state of Michigan?
It's not triple A. The governor would like to get it there. I think it's double A minus or double A plus or something like that, which is not too bad, but it's not great. The bad news is these things turn around very slowly. In fact, the budget director, Mr. Nixon, said it could take the full term of Rick Snyder in office, the first 4 years, to turn that thing around.
And why is a good credit rating so important?
Well, it helps to lower the interest rate that municipalities in the state pays on the borrowing, and there's a good deal of short-term borrowing and long-term borrowing that goes on. And, of course, if you get an interest rate of 2% versus 8%, you can do the math.
What's going to happen during this time off for the 4th of July holiday?
People are going to go home and shoot off fireworks.
Well, will there be any work done whatsoever as far as any bill? What can we expect when they come back from break?
Well, they come back from break in September, and so they take basically July and August off to go home and work, according to the leadership. And I guess we just have to trust that lawmakers do that and just don't go to the beach for 2 months.
So what are you and I going to talk about for the rest of the summer?
That's what I've been thinking. You got a bigger assignment than I do. You got to fill 3 hours a day, baby. All I got to do is 90 seconds.
here comes Tim. I got nothing. What you got for me?
I got nothing, man. I got a big N.
So what are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
I have no idea. I'm sitting here thinking, let's see if I do that. I don't know.
Now, you know, most people would admit that. They'd go, I've got something planned.
Why should I not tell the truth, for crying out loud? I'm a journalist.
All right. Well, as long as I know I won't see a what's the governor having for breakfast story from you, that's for sure.
No, that won't be happened. But we'll find something. It'll be brilliant, I'm sure.
A nice parting shot.
Okay, kid, go get him.